Welcome back. You're here with Dave and Faisal on 770 CHQR and More Than Money. You know, Faisal, we're in a very interesting period. We've talked about taxes. We've talked about markets today. I want to talk a little bit about lifestyle because, you know, when we talk about what's the investment thesis with inflation and supply chains, that's one thing. The question is, how do those things actually affect people day to day outside of their portfolios? And one of the concerns, clearly, that should be on everybody's radar with these, you know, economic issues we're talking about, inflation, supply chain, coming into the holiday season is, oh boy, am I actually going to be able to, you know, is there a Grinch that's going to steal Christmas here called supply chain or something like that? And I'm having a lot of conversations with clients about this, about maybe we need to be planning a little bit earlier this year, thinking about what Christmas is going to look like so that it's not a terrible experience where you're rushing around, you can't get the things that you want, and so on and so forth. There's a real impact on people's lifestyle of these issues we talk about every day.
Yeah, and it's not only the Christmas gifts, but it's the Christmas experience, including some travel and so forth. I think the one piece that you and I have been talking about recently is let's get our list and let's buy our stuff now, because by the time we get our goods that we're looking for, you know, it's going to be Christmas, because there's such a backlog of stuff. People don't think like I do. Like, I buy your Christmas gift the year before on Boxing Day. Like, it's just a lot easier.
Yeah.
It's so much easier to do it that way. So, I already have your
gift. Which is an empty bag.
Well, that's why it's called...
It's an empty bag. Come on.
Yeah, well, it's something. It's a thought that counts, Dave, right? So
yeah.
When you...
It's a thought in the bag, yeah.
So when you look at... When you look at the issue of this whole supply chain, and I don't think people really understand it,
right,
unless you're involved in it. Yes, we've seen, and I've had in cases, clients of ours talk to me saying, my grocery bill is up 25%.
Right.
Yeah, I can believe that. I can totally believe that. And that's them, you know, still clipping coupons and going to different locations to save money here and there. That's not just buying at one location. They're also seeing less and less goods in the grocery store. So definitely in that area of people's lifestyle, their food at home is a concern. They're also seeing it on the eating out or getting food delivered to them. They see the cost going up there or less choice. So that part of their experience. So if you're thinking of going out for dinner during the Christmas time, you might have some problems there. There might be some issues.
Yeah.
With supply chain. There might be issues with service because businesses are having a hard time having staff on board and the supply of goods. It's a challenging time. So that's going to have an impact. But there's parts of the retirement inflation rate, and I'm putting that in air quotes for a reason, is because no one really tracks the inflation rate for people who are in retirement, because
right,
it's very unique and different. It's not the same 700 plus goods in the basket as the central bankers in Canada, United States look at. It's a bit different. And so we look at the lifestyle. Pandemic, people realized it was really cheap to stay at home. As we open up more and more of the economy, as we travel more, I have a feeling that if we increase the travel in Western Canada or even in North America, you're going to start seeing prices on flights and hotels jack up. They're going to go up. You're going to see that. It's going to be a big impact. So look at those types of issues when it comes to a lifestyle.
Yeah, you know, and I think you hit on the nail on the head, this idea of lifestyle and experience. And, you know, what we're talking about in our household is, like, we just talked about this last night, actually, with the kids, that the idea is to try to find what I said. My kids are 13 and 15, but I still expect them to write letters to Santa, even they generally know who Santa is at this point. But I said, I want a heartfelt letter about what you would really like, but it's going to be one thing. So it's not going to be necessarily material. I want to hear a little bit about the experience, that the family experience that you want to have. And so I think that it's going to be interesting. What I'm hoping that people don't do is leave it too long, because I think there will be, for the goods that you want to buy, there's going to be some problems going into this year. And so I would hate to, you know, think you're somebody special wants a gift that you can't get your hands on because you waited too long. So I think that the experience planning around Christmas this year for us is changing already, right? It is moving away from product to experience. But you've also correctly identified that if that experience means a special meal or something, that there could be, you know, inflation in that. It might be paying more for that. So what does the budget look like, right? What do we want to do, and how do we want to allocate that budget to have the finest experience possible? Now, we're just happen to be talking about Christmas given the time here. But this notion of experience and achievable experience, you and I have been talking about for a long time. So whether we're facing inflationary pressures in the short term, or this is 3 years from now, and there isn't inflationary pressure, it's still the same thing, isn't it? It's about thinking about how to use your wealth in a way that gets you the best experience that you can have in whatever it might be, whether it's family or travel or goods or whatever the case may be.
So I think when clients of ours sit down with us and talk about, you know, what kind of lifestyle they want to have, what kind of experiences they want to have in their retirement, most people, when they first come to us, Dave, will say, I need X dollars of income. Or we go through their lifestyle costs and we say, this is how much you roughly spend. Right. In times like this, what I love to talk about is what I call the min and the max spending category. I like to show our clients, you know, if because of inflation, because you want to be, you know, have different experiences, you may want to be creative and spend a bit more this year and not as much next year. Have a range set in your retirement planning that you know, don't stick to the same dollars, because it's not always the case. You can have a maximum amount of money you can spend per year, which will basically exhaust all of your savings at age 90, let's say, or you can have a minimum amount you can spend that will leave everything behind given assumed rate of return in the portfolio. But if you fall within that range, I call that freedom within boundaries. And in times like this, you know, if I got to spend an extra 10, 15, 20% more for an experience during the holidays with my family, that's, I don't want to feel like I have to go back and think about, oh, should I spend it? Should I not?
Right.
You know, Dave, I've seen you in previous years, not during the pandemic, but before, you know, when you spend on more than your budget, quote unquote, you'll reduce the next month just to stay even. And that can have an impact. I've said, you know, let's stay in the ranges. And so when we look at our lifestyles individually, I hope that when we realize there's inflation, there is experiences, there's potential tax increases that we talked about in today's show.
Yep.
These are all additional costs. So how does that range fit for you, so you're not worried about, oh my God, inflation's up 6%. That means I won't have enough money in my life because I'm going to use 6% as the inflation rate for the rest of my life. It's just not possible that way. So let's have a minimum and a maximum you can spend so you can have the freedom within the boundaries.
Yeah, and that's I think that's a really important point. I had a conversation this week with a couple, and they were talking about this idea of being on a budget, right? The word fixed budget really, really bothered them. When we translated that idea into a plan, right, a financial plan, and there's a range of spending, and some years you spend more and some years you spend less, the question is, are you staying on plan? Then it was really interesting to see that change take place in them. Oh yeah, okay, and now I don't feel like I'm getting an allowance like I'm a 13-year-old again, right? Now it's, right, I've got some freedom to do what I want to do and experience the things I want to experience, but I get that there's some limitations. Like, we've got to balance this thing out over time. So plan versus budget seem to be a very, very important talking point and differentiation for them.
This is why I think when people go through retirement, they realize how vulnerable they are. How vulnerable they are with regards to their financial situation, because they have quite a few objectives and goals they want to achieve, and they have a fixed amount of assets. We use the words fixed income for retirees. I'm on a fixed income. You know, I'm on a set amount of income. Well, everybody who has a salary is on a fixed income as well. So I don't like that terminology. I think we need to shift the terminology to, I'm on a fixed income, I'm on a fixed asset pool that I'd have income from. But I have multiple goals. I have lifestyle goals. I want to take care of my kids, my parents. I want to make sure that I can take care of myself as I age. All these different issues come up, and I'm very vulnerable in this time. That causes a lot of anxiety and stress, which is why we go back to that. You've got a whole bunch of ranges to live within. A financial plan is just a calculation. A retirement plan is a map for your future, so you can kind of decide which road you want to take. It's a lot more open. I think that's the big difference. And it still surprises me that 48% of Canadians over the age of 60 have a retirement plan. That means 52% don't. That really concerns me, Dave.
Yeah, well, it increases that vulnerability, like you said. Like the The plan is about, you know, it's about data and putting yourself in a position of control. And we know that we see when people feel out of control as they make this move into retirement, that's where that vulnerability tends to really come from. So we encourage everybody to do that. But listen, have a good Christmas too. So get ahead of this whole thing, right? From a lifestyle perspective, yeah. Get ahead of what's happening right now. We know that there are problems, but those problems can be overcome through a little bit of advanced thinking.
Exactly. And I think this is the time where you can actually sit down with your retirement specialist, your team that you're working with, and ask for the ranges of possibilities. What's the minimum? What's the maximum? What's the flexibility you can have in this? That's the key thing. And we're going to talk about what options you have at our next seminar on Tuesday, October the 19th, 7 p.m. live online. Go to morethanmoneyradio.com to register.
Well, thanks for tuning in to another edition of More Than Money on 770 CHQR. On behalf of Faisal, myself, Dave, we look forward to chatting with you next week.
David Popowich and Faisal Karmali are portfolio managers and investment advisors with CIBC Woodgundy in Calgary. The views of David Popowich and Faisal Karmali do not necessarily reflect those of CIBC World Markets Inc. Clients are advised to seek advice regarding their particular circumstances from their personal tax and legal advisors. If you are currently a CIBC Woodgundy client, please contact your investment advisor. CIBC Woodgundy is a division of CIBC World Markets Inc., a subsidiary of CIBC and a member of the Canadian Investor Protection Fund and Investment Industry Regulatory Organization of Canada.